Connor Sipe, assistant professor in the Department of Biology.
We're talking today about the EBSCOR National Science Foundation money that is coming to the state of West Virginia and Shepherd's participation in it. Explain what the $945,000 that Shepherd is getting will, what Shepherd will do with it.
That money is going to be used to establish a research program for Shepherd undergrads where they can actively participate in neuroscience research. And so the money will fund equipment, reagents, student salaries as well. So it's for 5 years. And then so every year we'll have a handful of students who are able to do research, and they'll be supported with a stipend either during the academic year or during the summer. It also sets up opportunities for students to go off to our sister institutions to work in labs there to learn neuroscience skills and new techniques, and hopefully bring them back to Shepherd and we can apply them in our own research here.
Explain what kind of work the students and the professors will be doing.
I'm a developmental biologist, and so I study how organisms develop, and much of my work has been, you know, looking at how the nervous system develops. And I've worked in frogs and mice, and now I work in fruit flies. And currently, in fruit flies, I study how the brain is built. And so, like, when a fly is developing, just like in, you know, in any organism, even a human, there are stem cells in the brain that divide. And those stem cells produce the neurons that are going to make up the brain. And so they're like the building machinery of the brain. And so they, you know, they're obviously very important for building the brain structure, making sure we have enough cells, enough neurons, enough, you know, the right kinds of neurons, and make sure that they are made in the right place and all that kind of stuff. So it's a very complicated process. And these stem cells kind of are the first, you know, the first control over how many cells are made and where they're made and stuff. And so these stem cells are very tightly regulated, how much they divide and when they stop dividing. And they're very responsive to what's going on in the organism. And so my work studies the role of nutrients in controlling these stem cells, because in the fly, when a larva is born, you know, the larva crawls around and it eats, just like it's kind of like a caterpillar. Same thing goes on in flies. Sometimes larvae find themselves in situations where they don't have food, and that's not good because they need the nutrients and the building blocks to continue to develop, because they're making their brain kind of on the fly. And so flies have the ability to stop developing, essentially. Their stem cells stop making neurons because they just don't have the resources to do it. And so when the larva, you know, it will cease developing, the larva will crawl around and find another food source and hopefully get food and start dividing again. And it will continue to build its nervous system. It will kind of pick up where it left off. But it's not really known whether that, what the effects of that are. Is it bad that the nervous system stops in the middle? So when the stem cells pick up and start making neurons again, are the same numbers of neurons born? Do they make the same connections? Do they go to the same place? Is the behavior of the flies the same? So none of that stuff has really been looked at. And so that's the idea of our component of the grant. We're going to see whether, when development's interrupted, whether the nervous system that comes out of interrupted development is essentially the same as quote, normal nervous system. The reason we're doing it in flies is because they have a fairly simple brain, but it shares a lot of characteristics with a human brain. They're two hemispheres. They have a spinal cord-like structure. And their stem cells behave very similarly, and the same genes are at work in those cells. And so we can understand human and mammalian brain development by looking at the fruit fly. And of course, we could do things to fruit flies that we wouldn't do to humans.
This is Qing Wang, professor of mathematics at Shepherd University.
Describe what you will be doing with your portion of the grant money.
Well, outreach to the K-12 students and educators, like high school science teachers, years 2, 3, and 4. So we're going to host a summer camp focused on data science and the neuroscience. So we plan to invite, 8 high school teachers paired with 8 high school science, students, who are interested in these areas to Shepherd for on-campus, summer camp. We would like to pair the student with a science teacher, high school teacher, and we plan the basics, so for them to learn the basics in data science and neuroscience, and then we would like to prepare like a research project for the two to complete. We plan to have them stay on campus for 1 week. Each year, we're supposed to, support 8 high school students and 8 high school science teachers. Also, we plan to host the, seminars that we will invite, speakers from, local companies, industries and government agencies to help students get connected to professionals in those areas. And also we will have kind of like some website hosted by HEPC, and that's going to post the internship and entry-level job opportunities, especially from opportunities like companies within the states and around the states.